Trump tells German Chancellor Merz, fix your broken country. Merz pulling U.S. troops from Spain and Italy. By Christian K. Caruso on May 1, 2026. President Donald Trump on Thursday urged German Chancellor Friedrich Merz to focus on fixing his own broken country instead of interfering with American actions against Iran. In pointed remarks warning Chancellor Merz and other European critics off getting too involved. President Trump also revealed that he is considering pulling U.S. troops out of Spain and Italy in addition to those stationed in Germany over the three NATO members' lack of support of the United States military operation against the rogue Iran Islamic regime and its nuclear threat. Merz, during a school event in Marsberg, North Rhine-Westphalia, claimed earlier this week that Iran is humiliating the United States by stalling negotiations between both countries. The German chancellor reportedly said that the United States appears to lack a clear strategy to end the war. German outlets reported that, hours later, Merz confided during a private parliamentary meeting that he has become disillusioned with the actions of the United States and Israel against Iran. In a Thursday Truth Social post, President Trump called upon Merz to focus on dealing with Germany's immigration and energy issues instead of interfering with those dealing with Iran. The Chancellor of Germany should spend more time on ending the war with Russia/Ukraine, where he has been totally ineffective, and fixing his broken country, especially immigration and energy, and less time on interfering with those that are getting rid of the Iran nuclear threat, thereby making the world, including Germany, a safer place. President Trump wrote. Hours later, speaking to reporters at the White House, President Trump reiterated his criticism of Merz and noted Germany faces immigration, energy, and other problems of all kind, including Ukraine. Trump referred to Europe's lack of help at the Strait of Hormuz, and noted that they make use of the oil trade route, unlike the U.S. And he, Merz, criticized me for doing the whole thing with Iran. But I said, would you like to have a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran? He said, no, I don't. I said, well, then, I guess I'm right. He didn't have any answer to that, President Trump said. On Wednesday, President Trump announced through a Truth Social post that the United States is considering the possibility of reducing U.S. troop presence in Germany. Asked by reporters if he is considering pulling troops out of Spain and Italy too, President Trump answered, yeah, probably. Why shouldn't I? Italy has not been of any help to us and Spain has been absolutely horrible. Per the Spanish public broadcaster RTVE, there are some 3,200 U.S. troops stationed in Spain, which makes it the European country with the third largest number of U.S. troops after Italy's roughly 12,000 and Germany's 35,000. Most of the U.S. troops in Spain are stationed at the military bases in Rota, Cádiz and Morón de la Frontera, Seville. Two bases that the Spanish socialist government led by Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez has prohibited American aircraft involved in military operations against Iran from using. A similar stance was adopted by the government of Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, after it barred U.S. bombers from landing at the naval air station Sigonella, in Sicily. Sánchez has stood as a fierce vocal critic of the ongoing conflict in Iran, something that appears to have earned him the praise of the Islamic regime, according to Iranian propaganda networks. Spanish government sources reportedly told Spain's AFE that the Sánchez administration is unconcerned by Trump's announcement. The sources emphasized that Spain is a reliable partner that always honors its commitments. Speaking with Italy's ANSA news agency on Friday morning, Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetto said that he wouldn't understand the reasons for pulling U.S. troops out of his country, arguing that Italy did not use the Strait of Hormuz and even made itself available for a mission to protect shipping. Something that, he affirmed, was greatly appreciated by the U.S. military.